1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We kick off hour number two, the Friday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free at freetalklive.com. San Francisco, they're at it again with their crazy socialist ways. Earlier this year, as you may be aware, San Franciscans voted fairly overwhelmingly to ban handguns within city limits. It passed, and then as a result, there was a lawsuit because it was going to go in effect in April. The lawsuit was filed. The judge essentially ruled in favor of the people who sued the city, and so they had to throw out their handgun ban. So luckily, that didn't go through. But are the judges going to be against this idea? I doubt it. San Francisco Board of Supervisors, according to sfgate.com, gave initial approval Tuesday to a plan to extend health care coverage to the uninsured by opening up and expanding the city's system of physicians and clinics now serving poor city residents. The plan, a merger of proposals put forth by Supervisor So-and-so and Mayor Gavin Newsom, would go into effect next year, provided it passes a second board vote next week and is signed into the law by Mayor Newsom, both considered virtual certainties. One of the guys said, "We want to put health care on the front burner. We are well on our way to that admirable goal." He said that just before the 11-0 board vote. Now, this is the same board that has to vote again. So next week they have to vote one more time, and then it will be signed into law by the mayor, and they've already voted 11-0 once. Do you think they're going to change their minds in the next week?
Doesn't seem likely.
Probably not. Is it an admirable goal to give everyone health care coverage?
No, because what you're going to get is bad health care.
You mean low-quality health care for all?
I'm afraid so.
But it sounds good. I mean, I think it's an admirable goal that everyone be having health care. That I agree with. But the method is the problem. The
right.
Method of forcing everyone to pay for... forcing every individual to pay a certain number of dollars into the system, and then having the government redistribute that wealth in the way that it thinks people deserve. And of course, that doesn't even address the inconsistencies and the inefficiencies and the fact that government distribution of wealth is just inefficient in general and a horrible idea.
I mean, the best doctors in town are making the best wages. Supposedly. I mean,
they have the most experience.
That's the way the market works.
Right. They're in high demand.
So if the government's only going to pay a certain amount for a certain activity, and that's just going to be the way it is, period, they're going to dish out this amount of money. The doctor's not going to be able to demand a higher fee because the government's only going to say, well, you know, if it's whatever surgery it is, this is what it gets, and period. That's it. End of story. So the better doctors are all going to leave. And everybody's going to be left with mediocre and substandard health care.
Yeah, because they can just go to another market.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to stay in San Francisco. They don't have an obligation.
No, they don't.
San Francisco.
As a matter of fact, they can continue to live in San Francisco if they so choose and just go and work in San Jose if that's what they want to do.
Well, let me give you some details on this plan of theirs. Here's how it's going to work. The key political compromise that led to passage was an agreement between the mayor and the more liberal Board of Supervisors majority that the city businesses be required to contribute to health care coverage for their employees. It would require businesses and other employers to pay $1.06 or $1.60 per hour per worker, depending on the size of the company. The balance of the estimated $200 million annual cost of the program, estimated, again, they always go higher than that, would be covered by consumer premiums and co-payments, and by the $104 million a year that San Francisco already spends on providing care to uninsured patients at city clinics and hospitals. So they're going to force every business in San Francisco to pay $1 extra per hour.
Dollar plus extra.
Yeah, more than $1 per hour, depending on the size of the business. It's not going to go to the employee. It's not going to go into a special account for the employer or anything. It's going to the government. So the government is coming around to every employer saying, pay up.
We
need more.
Every government program that tries to mimic something that happens in the free market is always just hugely inefficient compared to the free market. And what you're going to have is the same thing happening here. You're going to have to pay for a huge bureaucracy that's going to administer this. You're going to have inefficiencies. People are not going to want to. It's going to take a while to pay these physicians because it's, you know, it's government.
Going to fill out forms.
Yep, all kinds. You're going to have to have. They're going to have to hire people to do it.
If you don't fill out the forms in triplicate, then you're not going to get the money. So you have to follow. You have to jump through all of their.
Not to mention all of the insurance companies that are losing all the revenue from the citizens there in town.
I mean, could have been buying their
right. I mean,
coverage.
You know, contributing to the economy of the United States instead. No, now we have to have the government do it.
No, this is wealth redistribution, which contributes nothing to the economy. If you think this is a good idea, though, 1-800-259-9231. If you are a rabid fan of so-called universal health care, this is the universe of San Francisco, at least. If you're a fan of this idea, 800-259-9231. City Health Director Dr. Mitch Katz says he foresees a system that emphasizes preventative medicine in which uninsured residents join or are enrolled by their employers, are assigned a primary care physician, and have access to a network of specialists and hospitals. What a grand vision!
Well, you know, I don't see that preventive care necessarily is propagated by this system. If all my health care is taken care of, whether I prevent, you know, I'm preventative in my health care or not, then why am I motivated to be, you know, to eat right or not smoke or do whatever it is that I shouldn't be doing?
Yeah, what's the city going to pay for in regards to preventive care? Are you going to pay for my entire diet? Are you going to pay for all the healthy foods that I buy?
But preventive care is, it's harder. It's more difficult to do the right thing in your life than it is the wrong thing. It's so much easier to smoke. It's addictive. It's fun or whatever.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to eat the fatty foods. They taste better. Fat tastes good. It's easier to eat junk food. It's easier not to exercise than it is to exercise. That's why they call it exercise. So, I have to be motivated to do those things. What motivates me? I definitely want to live longer, and that would be the case in both scenarios. But part of it is, to some extent,
money.
I don't want to pay
money
for all the costs of all those things.
So, wait, you're saying that the fact that government's going to be paying for everything is going to actually motivate people to be slothful and addicted.
Right. He's talking about, I think it'll motivate people for preventative care. What? No, it won't.
Because if I can have all my medical bills covered, then why should I be careful with my life? Why should I discriminate as to what I choose to put in my body?
Precisely.
People joining the new San Francisco health plan could not receive coverage for medical treatment outside city limits. The plan also would not cover dental care.
Not.
Fertility services, elective cosmetic surgery. It would not cover these things.
Yeah,
or the cost of eyeglasses.
They just said that they could not receive medical care outside of the city limits. Oh, maybe that
if
means
they're on the government.
Maybe that means
plan.
That if they're going to get free medical care, it has to be inside San Francisco.
Right.
I see.
But apparently, eyeglasses,
which is where the worst health care in the country is soon going to be.
Eyeglasses and dental care not on this plan. So for some reason, those aren't critical. I guess medical care would be provided by nurses and doctors at offices, clinics, and hospitals already treating city residents who qualify for Medi-Cal, the state's public health insurance program for poor Californians. Following the vote, a teary-eyed mayor made his way around the board chambers, giving hugs to fellow supervisors and shaking hands. Do you think the mayor is going to be the first person to sign up for the new government health care system? Or do you think he has insurance?
I think he has insurance, but I think that he'll...
But even if he did sign up, they'd give him really special treatment.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the way it would go. In the same way, in the Soviet Union, which had socialized health care, the ruling class, the elite, all had cars, and they all had butlers, and they all had good stuff, where everybody else lived in little bitty flats with their whole family.
This is an absolutely historic day for workers in San Francisco, said Tim Paulson, executive director of the San Francisco Labor Council. Yeah, it's historic, Tim, because you've historically destroyed freedom in your city. You've historically relegated San Francisco to the trash bin of health care coverage. That's why it's historic, because you just effed over all of your citizens. Nathan Naiman, director of the Downtown Business Association Committee on Jobs, questioned the financial underpinnings of the program and predicted it would be a hardship for small and medium-sized businesses. Employers already providing health care coverage at spending levels above the per-hour, per-worker minimums contained in the measure would not be required to pay into the city plan. He says there's no structure to control costs. There's no structure to monitor and come up with a plan to make sure that the costs don't reach a situation where they're out of control. That's not the problem, Mr. Naiman. The problem is the government forcing businesses to pony up. The problem is government stealing people's money at gunpoint, which is what the problem always is. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. Are you a big fan of universal health care? I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231, because the news is, in San Francisco at least, that they're going to be having so-called universal health care within city limits. The government has voted 11-0, and they have to vote again next week, but it's probably not going to change. The mayor's really behind it. He's going to sign this into law. And then every business in the city of San Francisco is going to be forced to pay $1.06 to $1.60 per hour per worker, depending on the size of the company, to a government health care fund, which will then presumably be used to provide health care to every single individual in the city. And it just sounds so nice on it. I mean, it just sounds health care. We want people to be healthy.
Mm.
We want people to be happy and healthy and live long lives. But unfortunately, as you pointed out, Mark, this is not going to do that. This is just going to be another big government wealth redistribution plan that, in fact, is going to have the result of people actually being less healthy because, hey, it's covered. If I'm sick, it's covered. If I get lung cancer from smoking cigarettes, it's covered. No problem. I should just be indiscriminate about my health, my lifestyle choices.
Not to mention that the healthcare providers in this circumstance aren't motivated to be better at their jobs. They're motivated to be faster at their jobs to move them through to see more people in an hour. That way they'll get more money, but they're not motivated to be the best in their field, the top brain surgeon or whatever it is that they do. They're motivated to be the fastest. And
so,
that is not good for the people that are going to see them.
It's not good, nor is this going to be good for business in San Francisco. I mean, if you're a business person in San Francisco, you've obviously got a lot of cojones in the first place because it's one of the biggest governments, I think, in America. It must be oppressive as is. But to add another dollar to the cost of having an employee, I mean, that's pretty significant, especially if your employees are earning in the range of $6 or $7 an hour. Then you're adding another dollar, but the employee doesn't get to take it home. It's just something else. You're going to have to raise your prices. You're going to have to adjust the economics of your business in order to fit this in. And many businesses might not be able to afford it. They might not be able to throw that extra dollar out the door.
And, you know, the other thing is it assumes that business will pay for it, but business doesn't pay for it. Business doesn't pay for anything ever.
People do.
People do. Because that's all there is in the world.
Yeah.
Businesses are figments of people's imagination. I mean, there's bricks and mortar and inventory and
there's
all that
people
stuff.
Inside.
But there are people that run these things. And so if for Walmart, they have to include that in all their overhead because Walmart exists on the profit margin. That's why Walmart exists, because there's a profit margin.
Overhead goes up, prices go up.
It has to. So they have to pay all their overhead, and they have to make a profit in the process, because if they don't, they shut their doors and they go away.
Yep.
So everybody who shops at Walmart, and you won't be able to shop elsewhere because every business will be covered by the same thing, everybody who shops there has to cover the overhead of this additional $1.60 that's going on, that's going per hour to every employee. You have to cover that in everything you buy in your shopping cart. So they have just said, we're taking the money from people in order to fund their own crappy health care.
Yep. And so all what's going to happen is businesses that have been sort of thinking about leaving San Francisco are now going to have one extra reason to move a few towns over. Or, heck, move across the country and join the Free State Project. There's going to be reasons built in. But why would you want to stay and continue to be abused? I mean, you really would have to just be in love with the area that you live in to continue to take this abuse from the government around you. It's going to result in a brain drain from the individuals in the healthcare system. They're not going to want to be around in this system as it grows and becomes more oppressive and more centrally controlled. So the businesses are going to be leaving. Probably some of the best doctors are going to leave as well.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to want to live there? In fact, once the Free State Project really kicks into high gear and we've got one state with the most liberty in America, it's going to attract the best of the best.
Let's not forget that in San Francisco, now that they include this extra $1.60 in every per hour into all their costs, it's going to make prices in San Francisco significantly higher than prices outside of San Francisco.
So people have an incentive to shop elsewhere.
They do. They're going to find themselves, you know, if they want to go to Walmart, they're not going to go to the San Francisco one. They're going to go to the one in Oakland.
Sandy, whatever the next one is.
Yeah, there's Oakland. There's
And there's plenty of Walmarts, so it shouldn't be that
Pittsburgh.
Far. It shouldn't be that far out of city limits where there will exist a Walmart for you to go to. So you're right. So not only are we going to be driving businesses out, we're going to be driving customers away. Which, of course, will also contribute to driving businesses out. You're driving businesses out because you're raising their costs. You're driving customers away because costs to the businesses are raised, so therefore they want to shop elsewhere. And that means that the businesses are going to be hurting more because the business they did have coming through the door has just lessened. So now you're going to be seeing less customers coming through, which means your overhead is less likely to be covered, which means you're more likely to leave. So good luck, San Francisco. Really. Good luck. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo. We put them up on the site, validated, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to the Shrine at freetalklive.com. And I mentioned the Free State Project. Well, we're brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. If you're fed up with all of these big government wealth redistribution programs, if you're fed up with the government intruding on your personal life, because it's not just about economics, it's also about personal freedoms, then you really should consider the First 1,000 Pledge. Because if you're just going to talk about freedom, that's fine. The people in the First 1,000 are going to be living it now. Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Jacob Hornberger, whom we've had on the show in the past, he's writing at lewrockwell.com. The trouble with liberals, since we're talking about what is primarily a liberally created idea, this idea of government-administered health care for all.
Sounds right to me.
We're going to explore the trouble with liberals. This is not to say the conservatives are great and there's not trouble with conservatives. There is. We're just talking about the liberals at the moment. Jacob says they have a horrible blind spot with respect to moral principles, and they have an abysmal understanding of economic principles. Of course, I'm referring to liberals in the corrupted big government sense of the term rather than the classical libertarian meaning of the world, because, again, these are words that have changed over time.
Mm-hmm.
We begin with a basic moral principle. It's wrong to take what doesn't belong to you. I mean, we learn that in elementary school. Heck, we learn it in preschool, right?
Yeah.
If it's not your ball, don't take it. Ask permission first. If you do take it, you might get in a fight. The principle, of course, is codified in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal, for those of you religious folk out there, which connotates a way of life based on privately owned property. Therefore, it's a violation of God's law, at least, for a person to take the property of another person without his consent, and even if it wasn't God's law, it'd be darned wrong for you to do that anyway. Most liberals have no difficulty understanding that basic moral injunction against stealing. Their problem arises when they begin thinking about the role of government in society. That's when their moral blind spot enters the picture. The liberal mindset is that while it's immoral for one person to take another's property against the will of the owner, the same act is automatically converted into a moral deed when it's done by the government. Consider the following example. Suppose I hold a gun to a liberal and force him to extract $10,000 from his bank account. I explain to him that the money's for my elderly widowed mother, who has no savings. As soon as I get to my mother's home, I give all of the money to her, and she plans to use it for food, rent, and clothing in the year ahead. How would the liberal respond? He would cry, "Thief!" and immediately call the cops. In his mind, I would have been committing an immoral act, that is, stealing, because I don't have a right to take what doesn't belong to me, not even if it's to assist my mother. But then, let's assume that instead of robbing the liberal, I travel to Washington, D.C. And we'll continue the story. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free, including the wiki. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive with it and all of the other people that are editing it, because over 700 pages have been created by the listeners. And you can edit those pages, you can add to them, you can delete from them, and so can everyone else. So go to wiki.freetalklive.com to find out what that's about, wiki.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our website, it is totally free. So we're talking about Jacob Hornberger telling us the trouble with liberals from lewrockwell.com. Now again, there's plenty of trouble with conservatives too. I want to preface this by making that clear.
I don't even like the terms because they're so
either.
Amorphous, but we sort of know what we're talking about here. A person who is socially liberal and fiscally liberal, meaning that they don't mind taking from you your money and giving it to the poor or the injured or the old or somebody who's
whoever it is, less fortunate
than you.
Whoever it is they think deserves it. We're going to go to the phones and continue his story here in a moment. Let's talk to Liam in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to make a quick point about the health care thing that you hadn't made before.
Yeah.
Once you have publicly funded health care, you set up the framework for making everything that could possibly result in needing health care illegal.
Yes,
which
absolutely.
Means that,
Snickers bars, if the government has to pay for your health care, Snickers bars could become illegal very quickly.
Exactly.
Have you seen this happen in socialist Sweden?
Yeah, it happens in Sweden, and the huge problem is that the people who want taxes to be low, who believe in freedom, find themselves having to choose between freedom and high taxes and letting it happen. And I think I messed that up, but
yeah,
essentially, if you want to legalize something, you have to accept that that leads to higher taxes.
Really? So what are some of the products that they're restricting?
Well, say if you want to legalize marijuana, then you have to realize, well, if I legalize marijuana, then all the marijuana addicts might need health care, and then the taxes will get raised.
Yeah.
So you end up having to choose as a libertarian in Sweden.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a huge problem.
Yeah. I can see that. And I guess the only solution is to leave and join the Free State Project, right, Liam?
Yeah, pretty much.
Thanks,
I'm
man.
I'm trying as hard as I can to make that happen.
Indeed. Hope to see you in New Hampshire someday. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So, Jacob Hornberger is talking about the difference in how a so-called liberal would respond to being stolen from at gunpoint. Obviously, they would take offense to that, right? Not
right.
just because it's at gunpoint, but even if it was at knife point, they would say, oh my gosh, I'm being stolen from. This is horrible. Whereas, let's assume that instead of robbing the so-called liberal, I travel to Washington, D.C. and visit my congressmen and senators. After placing a few bricks of $1,000 donations from well-heeled friends and supporters on their desk, I ask them to enact a law that entitles me and others to take money from everyone to assist my destitute mother and or elderly people with living expenses. The law is passed and the IRS begins collecting the money and the Social Security Administration sends a $10,000 check to my mother. For the liberal, this changes everything. What the government has done is now considered moral. Moreover, it reflects not only my goodness, but the goodness of everyone else who lives in American society,
well,
including
there's
those
a little
who don't
bit,
vote.
There's a little something wrong with that, because in the case of, in the first case, all the money was taken from one person. In the second case, a little bit of money was taken from all people.
But it was done forcibly in
it
both
is,
cases.
It is.
The amount of... we were talking about homeless people earlier this week. Usually homeless people are just asking you for money. But when a homeless person points a gun in your face and asks for 25 cents, it doesn't make it more right than if he was asking for $10,000.
I don't think it does, no.
It's the coercion that's the issue. It's the force that's the issue. Anyway, in the liberal mindset, the government becomes the engine of moral transformation, converting what would ordinarily be a thief into a caring and compassionate benefactor of society. That's, in fact, why liberals often sometimes sympathize with Cuba's president, Fidel Castro. While Castro's violations of civil liberties make them uncomfortable, his use of government to take from the rich to give to the poor pulls on their heartstrings. In fact, the socialist economic system that Castro implemented in Cuba is the logical extension of liberal principles. For example, soon after Castro took office, the Cuban government took possession and ownership of large mansions in which the rich people were living. Castro let the poor move into them. The government did the same thing with large farms and companies, redistributing them to the poor. Obviously, Castro was a very popular man as a result, not among those whose property was being taken from them, but among those who were gaining the benefits of the booty. And we see this in operation today, when, oh, well, don't you worry, we're going to start a new tax, but it's going to be on the rich. This is what happened back in 1913 when the income tax was implemented. They used the rich, they attacked the rich to create a tax, and then they expanded the tax slowly over time to include just about everybody. But they got it in the first place by going after those evil rich people. And the poor people rallied behind it, because for some reason rich people are bad, I guess.
Well,
I'm not sure what that reason is.
You know, I can see why it is that people would want, you know, it's from somewhere between, like, you know, you want to succeed, but then, you know, they turn it into jealousy. They're, you know, it's just allowing the negative emotions to get involved. I believe that if you provided a service or product to somebody and you've provided it enough times and it's a great product and you become wealthy from that, what's the problem?
Well, of course, Castro took everything from the rich, while American liberals favor only taking a certain percentage from the rich and giving it to the poor. But isn't that only a difference in degree
it
and
really
not
is.
Principle? Also, the Cuba situation brings us to the other trouble with them, the abysmal ignorance of economic principles. And by the way, this problem applies to so-called conservatives as well. They get some economic principles, but others they just leave outside the door and forget about.
Yeah, they just forget about them when it's convenient for them.
Right. So, liberals don't realize that the tax and welfare role they favor for government hurts the very people they presumably want to help, those at the bottom of the economic ladder. That's why they limit their blame for the horrible economic plight of the Cuban people to the U.S. embargo against Cuba, totally ignoring the adverse effects of Castro's socialist economic policies. Though, to be fair, the U.S. embargo of Cuba is hurting Cuba as well. I mean, that's a bad idea.
Oh, sure it is.
Imagine the 10,000 penniless people were suddenly stranded on a desert island with no chance of being rescued. What would they do to survive? Would the answer be, immediately enact a welfare state so that the poor don't starve to death? Oops.
No.
There's no one to take your money from anymore. They fail to see the fundamental fallacy in their reasoning. The welfare state presupposes wealth to confiscate. If there is no wealth, then there's nothing to confiscate, and therefore no wealth to distribute. In order to have a welfare state, wealth must first come into existence. Thus, the only reason that Castro was able to confiscate the houses, farms, and businesses is because they were already there for him to take.
It's true.
Thus, liberals always ask the wrong economic question. They ask, what are the causes of poverty? When the right question is, what are the causes of wealth? In fact, the history of Thanksgiving in the United States can provide a valuable lesson for these liberals. When the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock and began planting their crops, Governor William Bradford implemented a type of share-the-wealth system favored by liberals. Everyone was required to deposit his crops into a common pool, whereupon government would have the responsibility of distributing proceeds on the basis of relative need. If you've listened to Free Talk Live around Thanksgiving, you've heard this story.
I wonder if any of the people that were in charge of the distribution went hungry.
Doubtful.
Probably not.
The result, the same result we see in places like Cuba and Africa, whose societies are based on that same share-the-wealth principle. Abject poverty, even famine and starvation. After a few years of harsh privation and starvation, Governor Bradford issued a new decree, changing the colony's economic system entirely. From that day forward, every family would keep its own crop proceeds and wouldn't be forced to share them with others. It was a system based on private property and free enterprise. Now, wait a minute. We're allowing people to keep all of the crops that they grow? Wouldn't that result in hoarding and selfishness? Well, no. The result was bounty and plenty. No more famines or starvation. Moreover, people noticed an unusual phenomenon. When families had the right to keep everything they earned, members of the family worked harder and longer than they'd been working when living under a welfare state condition. Thus, it was Plymouth Rock's implementation of private property that was the genesis of the first Thanksgiving. And think about it. If you're being forced to give up everything that you earn or create,
what's your motivation for earning and creating anything?
Why create anything? Just give them, two pieces of corn every week and say, man, that's all I can do. I can't do more than that. It's too much work. But you change the system, the incentives change, motivations change, and people who were unproductive before all of a sudden become productive people. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, Friday edition. Your show, you take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We want you to vote for the show. If you like what we do on the show and you want to see us get more people listening, well, voting is a great way to do that. In fact, it takes less than a minute. Maybe you appreciate the fact that we give away everything on our website, and you want to show that appreciation. Vote for us. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. Again, very quick. All it requires is a fast email verification, so you will need a legitimate email address, but you won't be spammed. Vote.freetalklive.com. You know, I hope Jacob Hornberger writes an article called The Trouble with Conservatives to sort of complement this. Because this is a great overview of some of the myopic behavior of certain members of society, liberals to be specific. And he's pointing out that there's two big problems with the way liberals think, and that is that, you know, one, that they have a blind spot in regards to moral principles, and that it's okay for them, for the government to forcibly take money from people and redistribute it, but it's not okay for an individual to steal money from another individual and redistribute it. And also that they just don't understand economics, which is also a problem with a lot of conservatives as well, as they just don't understand economics. So we're going to continue here. Another example in U.S. history. Liberals love to point to the horrors of the Industrial Revolution. They implicitly claim that American parents living during that time were guilty of horrible child abuse because they forced their children to work long hours in sweatshops. In fact, the sweatshop claims are still being made today for countries like China.
Right.
And the same thing applies, it's just that they're a little further behind in their industrial revolution. There are other countries going through industrial revolutions today.
Absolutely true.
Anyway, the accusation is based on their abysmal ignorance of both history and economic principles. When considering the 1800s, it's important to compare that century not with the 20th century, but rather with the centuries that preceded it. I mean, it's easy to compare the past with today. We all know what it's like to live today, so most people just make those comparisons. They don't think to compare earlier in time. During the preceding eras, life and living standards were horrible. The average lifespan was the early 20s. So, you and I, we might be dead if we were living a few hundred years ago. Which is one reason
that I'm always amazed by that, because Benjamin Franklin lived into his 80s, I believe. You know, many men made it into their old age. I think you're taking infant mortality rates into that, and it's not exactly a fair number. I mean, infant mortality rates, those people never really were people. I mean, they were just, you know, babies, and they didn't have a real life. They laid there, they cried, they got fed, but they're not people.
Well, it is a fact that people did die earlier in the past. I mean, you can factor in whatever you want. I mean, whether it's the 20s or the 30s, and maybe Benjamin Franklin lived longer because he was wealthier. That could be a factor.
Probably true.
I don't think he was a poor man. Anyway, the average lifespan was in their early 20s, which is one reason why many people were married in their early teens. It's impossible to describe adequately how nasty life was in terms of living standards, especially considering the quality of the food, clothing, water, sewage facilities, medicine, and transportation. The child mortality rate was so high that most couples would have many children, knowing that only a few would make it to adulthood.
That's how it was done.
Along came the American people and established the most unusual society in history. No income tax, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, economic regulations, immigration controls, or welfare. None of it existed. For the first time in history, people were free to open up businesses without government permission or interference. Oh, imagine that freedom. Imagine if we had that today. They were free to keep everything they earned and decide on their own what to do with it. Charity was entirely voluntary. The result? The most prosperous and the most charitable society in history, despite what liberals might claim. Parents didn't send their children into the factories because they hated them, but rather because this was the only way to save them. The Industrial Revolution, while harsh, gave parents the chance to save children who otherwise would likely have met an early death. Families gradually began accumulating the capital savings that provided them with increasing financial stability. Thus, it wasn't laws that took children out of the factories, but rather increased financial ability of families to keep children and later their wives out of factories. So, as more people were able to create wealth, more wealth was created, less people had to work in order to have the same standard of living.
Right.
Moreover, it was the enormous pool of productive capital, savings, that financed the production of better machinery and tools, which made workers more productive, which in turn raised real wage rates. It was capital, not government, that was the foundation of the soaring standard of living of the American people in the late 1800s and into the 1900s. It was the pool of enormous wealth that attracted the socialists, the welfare statists,
liberals. I see the point he's making, that the wealth has to be existent for the socialists to come along, glom onto
give me.
And then give it to everybody else. That's so much fairer. So socialism can only exist after the free market has built wealth.
Seeing
great point.
Seeing all
great
the wealth,
thesis.
Seeing all the wealth that an unhampered market economy had brought into existence was too much for them. Permitting envy and covetousness to take control of their mindsets, their quest became to use government to confiscate the wealth and redistribute it. What they failed to comprehend was that when they confiscated capital, they were dooming the very people they were claiming to help to lower standards of living. Unfortunately, liberals didn't stop with welfare statism. They also turned to economic regulations, not understanding that such interventions, again, harmed the very people they were supposedly trying to help, the poor and destitute. Consider, for example, minimum wage laws, which every liberal absolutely adores. Keep in mind that minimum wage laws don't require anyone to hire anyone else. They simply say that if a person does choose to hire someone, he must pay the legally established minimum to his employee. So let's say that Congress sets the minimum wage at $100 per hour. Liberals would say, yes, that would be great. Finally, everyone will be wealthy. But they're wrong. It would doom millions of people to poverty. Why? No one whose labor is valued by prospective employers at less than $100 per hour would be hired. That large group of people would remain unemployed. How would they survive? You guessed it. By governments confiscating wealth from the citizenry and giving welfare to the unemployed. Okay, liberal might respond. Then the mistake would be setting the minimum wage at $100 an hour. Let's change it to $5 an hour. But the principle's no different. All that has changed is the number of people who are unemployed. That is, all of the people whose labor is valued at $5 to $100, who were previously unemployed because of the $100 minimum wage law, will now be able to find jobs. But those whose labor is valued at less than $5 an hour will remain unemployed. Liberals have never been able to understand that the results of government programs are not determined by good intentions, but rather by economic principles. Vetoing a welfare bill to assist drought-stricken Texas farmers, Democratic President Grover Cleveland in 1887 expressed the philosophy of the American people when he declared, quote, "Though the people support the government should not support the people." Too bad modern-day liberals with their moral blind spot and lack of economic understanding have led our nation in the opposite direction. That's a great quote.
Yep.
So the people support...
Grover Cleveland seems to have some pretty good quotes as far as, fiscally conservative stuff.
And he was a Democrat. Though the people support the... That was back when Democrat was a different thing. And, I mean, times have changed.
Democrat and Republican back then were really about... should the common man be able to vote?
Is that right?
Yeah. I remember that Andrew Jackson, a Democrat, was, you know, big into the common man being able to vote. Not sure what I think about that. I think that there's bad people with bad economic ideas all over the spectrum, so
sure.
Why not let them all vote? It's kind of like the women's suffrage issue. I'm not sure that it's wrought the greatest politics in America. I think some of the socialism has come to us based on that, but I don't think it's largely.
Well, think about the socialist advantage of allowing everyone to vote, allowing the common man to vote, which means allowing an uneducated person who doesn't have a grip on economics
right.
or anything like that to vote. Because when it used to be that you had to be a landowner, and
right.
to be a landowner, you have to at least understand something about the economy and purchasing and selling and that sort of thing. And so if you allow the unwashed, uneducated masses to vote, essentially, those who know how to take advantage of these people will work them, essentially. The people that are saying, well, vote for me and I'll redistribute the wealth from the rich to you.
Yeah.
Vote for me. They're going to get votes, and that's maybe why we got into the situation in the first place. Of course, the real problem is voting and government, and I'm against all of it.
Well, once you get 100 people together and you say, hey, here's this great idea, whatever it is. If it's feeding the hungry, building a big missile, whatever the great idea is. Now, how are we going to pay for it? And then you've got these 100 people like, whoa, hey, pay for it. What, you want money for me?
Mm.
And, you know, out of the 100 people, one of them's wealthy. Hey, Charlie's wealthy. Let's make Charlie pay for it.
Yeah, good idea.
And, well, you know, they have to cover it in something that's fair. So we'll, you know, on a grading scale, depending on how much money you've got, we'll take, you know, that much money from you. So we're going to take 10% from the poor people, 15% from the middle class people, and 20% from the rich. I wish the numbers were that low,
but
whatever.
What if Charlie objects?
Tough.
But I don't agree to this plan.
Tough. We voted on it.
I didn't vote for you.
We voted on this for this missile thing.
This is why voting stinks.
Yeah.
This is why voting stinks. The system is horrible. We need to just let people live their lives in freedom, true freedom, and allow them to make contracts with one another as far as how they live their lives. And that's a detailed subject. And that's why we have hour number three on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. We'll talk about one of the conservative failures on the way.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.